He trembled beneath her touch, and his breathing deepened. Neferet smiled. She'd known this one needed pain to feel desire the instant his eyes had met hers. "I would give you more pleasure if you allowed it," he said. Neferet smiled. Her tongue flicked out slowly, licking her lips as she watched him watch her. "Perhaps in the future. Perhaps. For now, what I require of you is to leave me, and, of course, to continue to worship me."
"Would that I could show you how much I long to worship you again."
The last word was spoken as a verbal caress, and, mistakenly, Cronus reached for her, as if it was his right to touch her, as if her wishes were subservient to his needs and desires. One small echo from Neferet's distant past, a time she thought she'd buried with her humanity, seeped from the entombed memories. She felt her father's touch, and even smelled the reek of his rancid, alcohol-soaked breath as her childhood invaded the present. Neferet's response was instantaneous. As easily as breathing, she lifted her hand from the warrior's arm and held it, palm outward, at the closest of the shadows lurking at the edges of her chamber.